No further deaths, 57 new cases, but a 14-day rate of infection that now outstrips the UK. The latest data on the COVID pandemic reminds us that the infection is still very much with us. The Cabinet Subcommittee on the Virus will meet by video link today to discuss the recent spike in cases, with the occurrence of clusters at meat plants in three Midland counties high on the agenda. That, of course, has led to restrictions being reimposed, even though last evening's NPHET briefing was told that one of the counties involved, Laois, had no new cases. The Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, warned that Ireland still has a high rate of incidence of the disease. This report from Tommy Mescal.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This evening, we are reporting 57 new cases.
The first NPHET briefing since localised restrictions were introduced. It began with some positive news. No new deaths to report.
We are reporting no additional deaths, meaning that the total number of deaths to date remains at 1,772.
Another positive announcement was that Laois, one of the counties affected by restrictions, has no new cases. But this news did raise a few eyebrows.
Is there an argument you made that Laois is unjustifiably in lockdown?
Laois has had 71 cases in the past 14 days. Its 14-day incidence is 83 per 100,000. I certainly hope that over the coming days, we'll see days when these counties don't have cases. And that's our intention. But it's simply too early on the basis of one day's reporting to consider that things might need to be changed.
Yesterday, the European Centre for Disease Control reported that Ireland's incidence rate is now higher than the UK. Ireland's rate stands at 16.9 cases per 100,000, while the UK's rate stands at 16.5. But the Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, insisted that Ireland is still performing well.
If you remove the cases from the three counties out of our calculations, our national incidence is probably just under 10 per 100,000 for the last 14 days, which is significantly below that in the UK. So we're still in a good place relative to many regions and countries across the world.
He was concerned, however, about two narratives, as he put it, that are starting to emerge.
One is a blame narrative. There's no blame to be attached to either acquiring or transmitting this disease. The second narrative is that we're on a course that cannot be altered nationally. That's also not the case. We have seen a substantial increase in the number of cases in Kildare, Laois and Offaly and nationally. But we can take measures now to arrest that.
Dr. Glynn felt that people were becoming lax when it came to social distancing.
We're seeing people much closer together on our streets, and we need people. There's a new communications campaign which asks people to take a step back. And so I'd ask people to do that.
Journalists also wondered why factories in the Midlands affected by COVID-19 outbreaks were not forced to shut, considering many other businesses across Kildare, Laois and Offaly had to close their doors.
If somewhere needs to be directed to close down, it will be directed to close down. My understanding with the first three premises is that there was an engagement, and following the engagement, all three premises took the direction of the local public health teams. But that doesn't preclude at any point a direction being given if that's deemed by the local team as being necessary. That doesn't take away from your wider point. I fully understand the frustration of other businesses in the area and the comparisons that they're making.
Dr. Glynn also described the restrictions in these counties as blunt instruments.
I fully appreciate that the measures that we put in place last week for the three counties are blunt instruments. I don't deny that. It is a fallacy to believe, or it's a fallacy to think that the measures we take are nuanced. They're not. We try to be nuanced in as far as we can. We try to be proportionate in as far as we can. But ultimately, what was recommended last Friday was a very harsh set of measures, and I understand the frustration and I understand the anger.
It's still Dr. Ronan Glynn's hope that schools across Ireland, including in Laois, Kildare and Offaly, will open for the new term. But as the summer draws to a close, cases of the flu will start to emerge. Rachel Kenna, Chief Nursing Officer at the Department of Health, was asked when the flu vaccination programme will begin.
Once the vaccine is available, which is usually around September time, we will be setting up a vaccination programme for healthcare workers and all of the age groups that have been identified to receive the flu vaccine this year. The evidence from countries like Australia, who are in their winter season, have shown that the flu has spread less due to the isolation, social distancing and other measures that have been put in place to help manage COVID-19. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to be a problem this winter.
And that was the Chief Nursing Officer at the Department of Health, Rachel Kenna, ending that report by Tommy Mescal. Let's talk now to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, who's on the line. Good morning, Fergal. Can you talk to us, first of all, about this 14-day incidence rate, which we've been hearing about, particularly in the last number of days, in relation both to the national picture and the three counties, Laois, Kildare and Offaly, would have been affected by this return to travel and other restrictions. What's the significance of this figure? What does it tell us about where we are in relation to the battle against the virus?
Well, in the past 14 days, there have been 879 cases of COVID-19 notified, and that is right up to yesterday evening. And that gives us that rate people have been hearing about of 18.5 cases per 100,000. Now, it's a very dynamic situation. You can see how matters can change really quickly in a matter of days. And what this has done is it's pushed us beyond the cases per 100,000 that we currently see in Britain and in Germany. But there was that stark point made by Dr. Glynn that if you remove those three counties, Laois, Offaly and Kildare, we actually are under 10 cases per 100,000, which is less than the UK. But then, of course, if other countries were to remove their cluster cases, they'd look better too. So it depends how you look at the situation. But for example, Kildare has had 138 cases per 100,000, Offaly 109 per 100,000, and Laois 83 per 100,000. So you can see how that has, in one sense, skewed the overall figures. But, I mean, these are real cases.
The preference for this way of analysing the situation is because this is over a period of 2 weeks rather than the day-to-day figures which can fluctuate.
Yes, because, I mean, it's done over 14 days because that's the incubation period for the virus. So what we tend to see here in Ireland in terms of the planning is that, you know, every 3 weeks there tends to be a review of what phase we're in. That allows time to see what's happened in the previous 2 weeks and then assess whether measures have had an impact. Mm-hmm. And obviously the health authorities will be hoping that the lockdown measures, which, as you heard there, are incredibly blunt instrument, there's nothing nuanced about them, but officials say it's really the only way to target and stop the virus in those counties. You get a sense of whether those measures will work, and it will take the next few days, and it'll really be into next week before officials can make a judgment call as to the effect of the impact of these difficult measures on Laois, Offaly and Kildare.
Dr. Glynn, though, also expressed some concern about what he sees as some complacency, if I can use the term, creeping in relation to how people are behaving, not just in those three counties, but across the country. And he did talk about a significant number of cases across other counties over the last 14 days as well. So people shouldn't be complacent who are outside those three.
No, I mean, if you look at cases over the past 14 days, Limerick's had 36, Clare 34, Wexford 21, Meath 20, Cork 22, Donegal 21, Cavan 14, and others have had single-digit cases. So you can see it's not just about the three counties. And Dr. Glynn did mention the point that, you know, while people are practicing respiratory etiquette and using face coverings, which are now mandatory, people seem to be standing a little bit closer with each other at the moment on the streets. It's an observation he made. So their advice is that people would step back. There's going to be ups and downs over the next few days and over the next few weeks in relation to cases. That's just the way it is. It feels like a bit of a yo-yo situation for people, and it's incredibly difficult when some weeks look good and then other weeks look bad. I suppose the most difficult thing for people as the months go on would be to go through a series of lockdowns or restrictions and then lifting of restrictions, because that's somewhat soul-destroying. However, you know, Ireland is still in a in control of this. That is the official position. The overall number of cases are pretty low, despite what we've seen and a slight rise in recent week or so. So it's still in a good place, in certainly in relation to many regions around the world.
Yeah, I want to ask you about schools in a moment, but first of all, just in relation to hospitals, are we seeing any sign of this recent increase emerging or presenting itself in hospital admission numbers?
No, and that's where you always have to look to see the seriousness of cases. Any rise in cases is a concern and needs to be stamped out. So you have to identify and track down each and every cluster and go after it and find out who's transmitting it and deal with it. But, I mean, the latest figures are 12 confirmed cases in hospital, 7 of which are in intensive care units. And obviously everyone will wish those patients well and hope that they're discharged soon.
Yeah, and I'd say just finally a word on schools, and we heard Dr. Glynn there saying, as far as Neffet is concerned, we're still on course for their reopening at the end of the month.
Yes, and the medical view from the department is that obviously although children do get the virus, it appears that they don't transmit it very efficiently to each other, and they don't, it would appear, transmit it very efficiently to adults. Just 2% of children, of cases have been in children. So, you know, that is encouraging news, but obviously it's an evolving situation. The doctors are also saying that most children don't have any serious consequences. So, I mean, that should provide some reassurance to parents. But remember, this virus, we only learned about it at the end of December, start of January. It's still quite early days. Yeah. We're always learning.
Very good. Fergal Bowers, health correspondent. Thank you very much for that.